All right, Dan, I guess the first question I have for you is that this is the first opportunity we've had to speak since the COVID pandemic became a national emergency. And I guess the first question I have for you is that in your lifetime, have you ever seen something like this that's really kind of put the economy and the world on pause? Have you ever seen anything like this in your lifetime?
You know what? This is the most dramatic action government has taken to respond to one of the largest crises we have ever seen in my lifetime, and for many, many years before that.
All right, awesome. And I guess the big thing is to say is that even though there's been a lot of self-isolation, I know the Alberta government's been hard at work and trying to do what they can to at least make sure that the health practitioners have what they need, and also trying to help Albertans who have had to be sent home, unfortunately, and make those bills pay. Can you talk about some of those measures?
Sorry, could you just repeat that again? You broke up a little bit.
No problem. So, just talking about the measures, there's obviously a lot of measures that the government's put in place to help Albertans get through this tough time. What are some of those measures?
Well, the most important aspect of everything the government's doing relates to public health. We're doing this for the safety of our society, particularly the most vulnerable, the ill, the infirmed, the elderly. They're at risk more than anyone else. So we're asking Albertans to take seriously the recommendations of Dina Hinshaw, our chief medical officer, and all the public health authorities and their recommendations. So this means social distancing, 2 meters apart from individuals you don't see on a daily regular basis that you live with, for example. It means washing your hands regularly, not touching your face, not giving yourself the chance to contract COVID-19. It also means self-isolating. If you go through the self-assessment tool and you can find online at alberta.ca/COVID, if you find that you're experiencing any symptoms, self-isolate. For the safety of everyone in the community, we need to make sure we're taking this seriously. If you're snowbird particularly, or anyone who's traveled abroad and returns to Canada, you must isolate for 14 days. That means not going to drop off your RV first. That means not going to see how the grandkids are doing. That means not going to the grocery store. We have to rely on friends, neighbors, our community to make sure we can get through this. That means others will have to chip in and help you out if you have traveled internationally. And there are a lot of resources out there to help those who are in difficult spots as they return from abroad. So make sure that you follow those recommendations. And if we do find our individuals who are ignoring these recommendations, we will use the force of the law to make sure that we're not endangering the community. But by and large, that is few and far between, very irregular. Most Albertans have been, thankfully, following the recommendations of the chief medical officer, and we're expecting all Albertans to take that seriously.
All right. And I know when we hear certain stories, obviously the economy's been on pause in a lot of cases, but I know I personally have had a chance to talk to people who own various businesses, real estate brokerages, gyms, things like that. And you got to also, I guess, because of as a resident of the area, you got to appreciate the innovation on some of these things that people are trying to do to keep people working while also keeping business open, but at the same time respecting, as you had said, Dr. Hinshaw's guidelines.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. We have a responsibility to make sure we follow the best advice of Dr. Hinshaw. But if you can and you feel comfortable operating your business or going to work within those recommendations, making sure that you're following all of the best practices, then there's an opportunity for you to do that. And I think that's appropriate for Albertans to find innovative ways of making sure that they can operate their businesses and do their day-to-day jobs within the bounds of those recommendations. And for an update of them, you can always go online to alberta.ca/COVID.
Okay. And Dan, also, I know that you had a chance to ask early this week in the legislature, and I know that a lot of people are obviously very concerned, especially also a lot of my Jewish friends in the Calgary area, including my brother down there, that obviously our arrangements are going to be a little bit different this year. That, as you had mentioned in the legislature, it's a very holy time for the Christian people, but also a very holy time for the Jewish people as well. And obviously, as well, the message that you got from the health minister and the premier, were you happy with those answers?
Yeah, this government and Alberta's long tradition of respecting freedom of religion, it's very important for us to make sure that people can turn to their faith in a time of difficulty, whatever that faith may be. As you mentioned, there are holy seasons coming up for a number of different faiths, all of whom it's important that they stay engaged with. But there will have to be changes, and individual faith communities are making those decisions as we speak, making sure that they keep the public safe, and making sure that they still find ways to practice their faith in this trying time. It's a great resource for so many Albertans in times of difficulty to turn to religion and faith. This is a good opportunity for us to find innovative ways to make sure we do that while remaining within the recommendations of the Chief Medical Officer. And I was grateful for the Minister of Health and the Premier's answer acknowledging that. And they subsequently set up a teletown hall with over 300 different faith leaders from across the province, from all different varieties of faith, to find ways that they can work within those recommendations and still be pastoral and concerned for the people who are adherents to those religions.
All right, Dan, and I guess an important thing is that obviously people are always going to have questions during this time, and at least in terms of your office is in Peace River and Lacrete. It is the biggest riding in the province, so there's probably more offices that I'm not even aware of. But in saying that, are people still accessible by phone, or is it still possible to get in touch with you even during this hard times if constituents want to reach out?
Absolutely. I'm still doing my job. My constituency staff in the northern part of the constituency is still attending the office, but I ask if you hope to drop off the package, please let us know in advance. Same with in Peace River, if you plan to visit the office, let us know in advance. Anything we can do by email, by phone, that's what we do in an attempt to practice the social distancing. But our office phone numbers are still available and the email available online, peace.river@assembly.ab.ca is also accessible to all the constituents so that we can try and answer the questions that they have and help them along as best we can in this trying, difficult crisis.
All right, and I guess also something else I wanted to mention to you as well is that now when I say in Peace River, I say it based on the Alberta Health Services map, which you can see on the Government of Alberta's website, and that could be Grimshaw, that could be Manning, and I know we've received some messages here at the station saying like, oh, well, we should report exactly where it is, but I guess important is that obviously at this point, talk about how important obviously privacy is to people as well, and maybe is it necessarily so important to find out who has it or where it is as opposed to just remembering those practices and those guidelines laid out by Dr. Hinshaw?
The bottom line is that right now there are examples of community spread in all zones of the province. That means whatever community you're in, wherever you're living or doing business or traveling, you should act as though there is the possibility that individuals in your community might have contracted COVID-19 and they're not yet showing symptoms. As such, wash your hands, practice social distancing, do not gather in groups larger than 50. These are the important things that we need to remember in this time. So no matter where there are cases reported, the most important thing is act as though there is the possibility that everywhere in the community there are individuals who could have COVID-19. That being said, if you do believe you might have it, use a self-assessment tool found at ahs.ca/COVID. And then at that point, there might be the possibility that you need to be tested. For those individuals who are tested and are positive, of course, Alberta Health knows and they'll follow up with you individually. If that information is to be public, it's up to the individuals to decide. So we need to make sure we respect the individuals of those. But no, from a public health perspective, AHS is informed and taking all necessary actions. And all Albertans should understand that in our current state, there could be individuals with COVID-19 in our communities. So act accordingly. That's why we are taking this so seriously.
Absolutely. And I guess the final question is on a bit of a lighter note is that when I was talking to a real estate broker earlier in the day, and me having been in the business myself, usually the first thing you do is when you see somebody, before you even say anything, you extend your hand for a handshake. And I know so many political people are still saying you're very similar in that. Has it been a little bit of an adjustment to, oh, can't put the hand out?
Yeah, people tell me all the time that I have to get used to no longer shaking babies or kissing hands. So it's been difficult, very difficult for everybody, no matter what aspect of life you're in, to try and adjust those norms that we've had since we're very young. But as soon as I see someone, I say, I shake your hand, but you understand the times right now. We're practicing social distancing, and I've not had one negative response from that. As long as we remember to just not shake hands, and I find an easy way to do it is call it out right from the beginning and be cheerful about it. So that's my recommendation to everyone. I know it's difficult, but this will pass. We will get over this as a community, as a province, and as a country. We will get through COVID-19. It will not be easy in the meantime, and these measures could be in place for quite some time. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. So let's follow these rules as best we can so that we can minimize the negative effects of this. And sooner we do that, the better off we'll be coming out of this crisis.
Great, Dan. Anything else you'd like to add that I may have forgotten?
No, I really appreciate you taking the time.
This is MLA for Peace River, Dan Williams on Trending 55.